Okay, here we go. Five short ideas. Parshas Truma, Parshas Zachor, Tavshin Pe'af, Lenish Be'Lenish, Yisrael Meir Be'Gershon, and Rechel Perabas of Moshe. Truma and Zachor usually never ever go together, but this year is a different year, like a lot of other calendar years. So here we go. The first idea comes to us like just like last week from the Kedushas Yontif, the father of Rabbi Yoilish, the Kedushas Yontif Jarza, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar. Second pasuk in our Parsha, Dabra Ben Yisrael Yitcholi Truma, Me'ez Kol Ish Ashayd Venu Libo Tichlut Shumasi. Says the Torah, every Jew should be able to bring their truma, and every person, every man should give their hearts of zarat for their truma. Says the Kiddushas Yontif, what's the lashon of me'iz kol ish? Why dafka does the pasuk say ish? And says the Kiddushas Yontif, rak zesh hu begeder ish, someone only who's a human being, a person, the lo behema, mesug lekach asher yidvenu libo. Only a person has human emotions, only a person has feelings and hargashos and emotions they're able to give their heart and give their soul to their Rabbeinu Shem. Like the Gemara says, Rachmana liba ba'yah, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants our hearts. So dafka, v'yukhali truma me'is kol ish, because only an ish, only a person can give up their heart, can give up their soul, to give their feelings. And I thought, just about this word ish, he said in the Megillah, we're going to try to connect some of our Divrei Torah to the Megillah, to Zohar. The eighth pasuk in the Megillah says, v'hashasiya kadas einones, ki chen yisan ha-melech, kol rov rav beso lasos kirtzon ish v'ish. Pashup shat, Achashash made sure that everyone would have what to drink. But the Gemara says, Ish va'ish. Ish va'ish refers to two different people. Ish refers to Mordechai. Va'ish refers to none other than Haman. At the end of the day, Gemara says that Mordechai and Haman were both they were the wine givers at the Suda. Rav Kluger has a beautiful drasha on this. He says, Ish stands for Ein Shum Yeyush. Yeyush is the osios of va'ish. Because you know, Amalek and Haman is all the Indian have always giving up. Of making sure at the end of the day to never give up hope. And Mordechai says no. Mordechai is Ish. Right? Ish Yehudi, he's called in the Megillah. Ish, the Gemara says, is Mordechai, Va'ish is Haman. And Rav Kluger says, Ish stands for Ein Shem Yesh, as you never gives up. And Va'ish is the osios of Yesh. So at the end of the day, we see the Indian of being an Ish. So the Kedushas Yontif to be someone with emotions and feelings, and to love and to care. And the Inyan of Ish is also godless of Ein Shum Yesh of Mordechai. Rav Kluger says, but Va'ish is Yesh, the opposite of a Jew, which is Haman, which is a Malik, is to give up. Our job is to be able to have the emotions and feelings, be able to make sure Ein Shum Yesh to never give up. Beautiful insight, Kedushas Yontif, Rav Kluger, moving on to D number 2. D number 2 comes to us from the Asher HaKadosh, Chav Hei Ches. V'asu L'mikdash V'shechanti B'socham. Probably the one of the most famous Asher HaKadosh is out there, but the Pasuk says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, and he mandates us, to be able to make a mikdash so I can dwell in them. Says Baal Shech, it should really say, B'shechanti b'socho, in it. What's b'socham? And says the Baal Shech, such a beautiful idea which connects very much to Adar. He says b'socham means that the Rabbeinu Shem doesn't want to just exist in a building in Yerushalayim or Kodesh. The Rabbeinu Shem wants to exist b'socham, b'chsoch ko echad ve'echad. B'shechanti b'socham is not grammatically wrong, it's grammatically perfect. B'socham, the Rabbeinu Shem wants to be to have a living Shechina in each inside of every single Jew. And this is exactly what Rabbi Goldberg and Rav Weinberger said Thursday night to the Bachim in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael from the Chiddush Shearim. Yishenichnas Adam Mar b'Misimcha. Pashup Shat in the Mishnah. When you enter into Adar, you have to increase your joy. Says the Chiddush Shearim. Yishenichnas Adar. When you let the Aleph Dar, when you let the Rabbeinu Shalom into your life, Aleph Alush Falashal Olam Dar to live within you, you have the Rabbeinu Shalom in your life. Then marbe misimcha. Then a Jew can increase their joy when they're constantly looking and searching and seeking out the Rabbeinu Shem within their lives. Mi shenichnas adar. When you let adar into your life, then marbe misimcha. Says the Chiddush Shearim, which is the same thing of the Asher HaKadosh. Says v'shachanti b'socham within every single yid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to meet you. Make the mikdash in your davening, in your learning, with your kids, with your family, with your shmei seinam. V'shachanti b'socham. Says the Asher HaKadosh B'socham within every Yid, the Chiddush Shem Shenichnas Adar, Mar Simcha, let the Aleph Dar, let the Rabbeinu Shem inside each and every one of us, and to shine and to burn bright, then Mar Simcha. What a beautiful idea from the Asher and the Chiddush Shearim. Moving on to day number 3. Still in Rishon, Chaf Hei Yud Aleph from the Rebbe of Melech, beautiful idea from the Rebbe of Melech, and this is the Yud Aleph talking about the Aron. It's a piece of Osa Zohav Torah, Mibaisim, Mibachutz, it's a penu, Atzis Olav Zer Zohav Soviv. You should make sure that it should be gold on the outside, gold on the inside. You should make it beautiful with gold. Says the Rebbe of Melech, inside and outside. What's the idea? So it doesn't just refer to the Aron. Every Jew is an Aron. says the Rebbe Meirich. He says, when you're shining on the outside and you're wearing a jacket to davening, make sure that the inside, you're also shining on the inside. Mi bayis, your chitzonius, your outer, umichutz, at the end of the day, your it should also reflect your inside as well. Your bayis is your inside, umichutz is your outside, titzapeno, make sure it's shining with gold, making sure that it's pure on the outside, pure on the inside. I remember seeing a Torah from the Ben Ishchai, maybe it's, I think it's in his parish on Shas. He says, Tocho Kibara by Gemara and Brachas. They didn't let everyone in who only was Tocho Kibara. So what's Tocho Kibara? Someone who's really truly inside, truly on the outside. Says the Ben Ishchai, Tocho Kibara. Tocho means inside, Kibara means outside. Tocho, what's the first two middle words, two little middle letters in Tocho? Chavav. Kibara, on the outside, what's the outside letters of Kibara? Chavav. Tocho, on the inside it's got to be Chavav, and Kibara, on the outside it's got to be Chavav. That at the end of the day, we're shining on the inside, shining on the outside, we're real, Echa Beped Ve'Echa Belev, that what's coming out of our mouths is exactly what's in our hearts, and that's exactly what Purim is. Nichnas Yain Yotzeso, the Gemara tells us, when we let wine in, then our true pneumius comes out, and our job is to not just be from a Yidin on the outside, but to be on fire for the Bonesh on the inside as well, like the Sfas Emes says, Yisrael, you take the Eish out of Yisrael, take the fire out of Yisrael, take the Eish 301 out of 541 Yisrael, you left it 240, you left with the Malik, you left with Asher Karcha Bedarach. Rav Weinberg just gave a whole Gevaldik Shir on Thursday night to the Bachman Night, so it's called Shkolim, on the importance of every little action that we do. Highly recommend it, very, very connected to this teaching, be on fire to the Bonesh on the inside, or the outside. Beautiful idea from the Rebbe Meilich, the Ben Ishchai, and the Sfas Emes. Moving on to idea number 4. Last two ideas are going to be in Sheni, talking about the Kruvim. The idea number 4 is from the Divrei Yisrael of Majetz. We quoted Divrei Yisrael last week, we quoted Rebbe Melech, I believe, and Kriyas Yontif. So we're rolling again with the Divrei Yisrael. Chof Hei, Chof Aleph, and Esatis, the Kaparos Al Aron Milmala, Ve La Aron Titan Esaidos Asher Etein Eilecha. The Kaparos should be on top of the Aron, there should be a cover. And the Al Aron Titan Esaidos Asher Etein Eilecha, and the Aron should be the testimony for what I give to you. It says the Divrei Yisrael Majetz, a beautiful idea. What does this mean? Esaidos Asher Etein Eilecha. The Torah is going to be made? Exactly. The Torah is going to testify herself. HaTorah Atzmihi Eidus. The Torah testifies. And what does the Torah testify? Asher Etein Eilecha. She'etein lecha kol tov lo agvul asher etein eilecha. The Torah testifies. Alaon Titan say Eidus. What does the Torah testify? Asher Etein Eilecha. That there's no borders, there's no limitations to what the Torah can give us, that to live a life of meaning, to live a life of significance, to live a life of substance. It's only through the learning of learning Torah, to living Torah, and being on fire with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's going to be a testify. It's going to be a testimony for you. It's going to be a testimonial for you. And what's the testimonial? Asher Etein Eilecha. That anything you want is going to come from the Torah. When a person lives connected with the Shulchan Aruch, when a person connects to the Bnei Shem, anything, everything that they do, then you're living a life filled with meaning, filled with joy, and filled with happiness. This is exactly the idea brought down by Shvili Pinchas, stuff from the Sfas Emes, Chasim Soifer, Yaros Tavash, other tzaddikim, that the Kabbalah of Torah of Purim is what? It's the Kabbalah of Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh. Torah Shabbat Chsav was Har Sinai. But when do we really involve ourselves to be committed to learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's oral Torah? Committed to learning Mishnayos and Daf Yomi? That happens on Purim. And that just didn't happen once on Purim. That happens every year on Purim. When we buy into the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we see how much the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us, we buy into the Ribbono Shel Olam with another year of Daf, with another year of Mishnayos, with another year of learning. And that's exactly where the Torah is made on herself, and we're made on the Torah every year. Purim, it's where we're kibul mashi kibul kfar, the Gemara says. Gemara says that we accepted what we accepted already had our Sinai. And that's the word that Shvi'a Pinchas says from the Sfas Emes, Chasam Soiv, Yaros Tavash, and other tzaddikim, the Kabbalah of Torah Shabbat Peh, that's on Purim. But that's a beautiful insight from the Torah, from the Divrei Yisrael, that the Torah is made on herself, that has all the greatness and all the lottery tickets. It's mamish found within the Torah when a Jew lives a Torah life, a spiritual life. A beautiful idea from the Divrei Yisrael and the Shvi'a Pinchas quoting all the tzaddikim. Moving on to D number 5. D number 5 comes from the Ber Moshe, the Oshiver. I am quoting the Ber Moshe. The next pasuk, mamash, chafei chav beis. When dati drach sham di vidibarti idcho mi'ala kaporas mi'bein shnei hakruvim. The Ribbono Shel says, "Mizra, I'm going to speak to you from. I'm going to speak to you from literally from the Shechina is going to be talking in between the kruvim. Asher al aron hayoidus. That's on top of the aron." Says the Ber Moshe, "Di vidibarti idcho mi'bein shnei hakruvim." Why is the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Oshiver, speak only between the Kruvim? He says, "B'sha Kruvim rom zim la'achtus." The Kruvim, those angels represent, those baby faces, Gemara says, they represent Achtus. B'yosem b'fanam ish al-achiv. Fichach sham davka miskal ha'shchina v'dibarti itcha. The Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically speaks to us Dafka in the place of the Kruvim, when they're facing each other. When their Bon Hashem sees the Shnei Kruvim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that there's an Achdus there, Isha Lachiv, that's Dafka, their Bon Hashem says, V'dibarti Yitcha, that's exactly where I want to speak to Klal Yisrael. Exactly where I want to speak to the Kohen Gadol. When there's Achdus, when there's Shnei Kruvim, then when there's Achdus, that is, at the end of the day, the greatest thing for their Bon Hashem, our Father. And this is exactly what this fast Emma says. Other Tzadikim, Shalom Akbetz, also Rav Yochim Olshin has a, in his Sefer, also quotes from other Tzadikim, the Mara Salev and other Tzadikim, I saw from the Sassams as well. Haman says to Achash, Mufuzim Mufur, there's a nation that's scattered. It doesn't mean it's scattered physically, but spiritually. When the Rabbanu Hashem see there's no Achash, that's when we could get. And what was Esther's main thing before she went into Achashverosh, besides davening and fasting? Leich Tinosos Kol Yehudim. Mordechai, make sure go gather the Jews together. Not just gathering them physically, but gather them spiritually. Make sure they put all their narishkat aside. Make sure they're ba'achdus. Make sure they're community and unity, and they love each other. And that's what it's all about. And the difference, Sasama, is on Pesach. We're going to, in Mitzvah Shem, in a month and a half, Sasama says, maybe he should amdal. When we're lo echad, then amen alinu l'chalsinu. Then, when we're lo echad, when we're not one, then the Nazis, and then Yimach Shemam, and then all the other, our enemies, then the Rabbanu Shem gives them ability to be able to touch us. But when we're Ba'achdus, then nobody could touch us, because the father sees that their family gets along, they get what it's all about. But that's where the whole essence of Purim, is Ki'isha Echad B'Lev Echad of our Sinai, and the Ki'isha Echad B'Lev Echad. Mufuzer Mefur, and Haman says, but we say Lech Knos Kodim, the Jews gather together, that's why we wear masks, that's why we wear costumes, it doesn't matter who we are, every single year is pretty much part of one family. Beautiful insight of the Bar Moshe. And the Salsemis, two Salsemises on Purim and on Pesach. Let's review these five ideas. He started off in the Kiddush Yontov tells us, V'yichuli Shumam Is Me'ish Kol Ish. Because every single Ish, not a behemoth, could give their heart and their emotions to Rav Onosham. Then we quoted Rav Kluger, my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Sweet, loves quoting this. That the Gemara says that Ish, in the eighth Pasuk of the Megillas Esther, it says that Ish v'Ish were giving out the wine. Ish refers to Mordechai, Va'ish refers to Haman. Ish stands for Ein Shem Yesh. Mordechai never gives up. Va'ish is Osios Haman. Is Osios, excuse me, Yesh. Va'ish is Yesh, giving up. Haman says, throw in the towel. At the end of the day, Ein Shem Yesh Mordechai. And that's Ish, to be a Yid, to be a Jew, means to be filled with heart, filled with emotion, filled with feeling, and to never give up. Like Rabbi Nachman said over and over again, Ein Shem Yesh. Beautiful idea from the Kiddush Yontov and of Kluger. Second idea said from the Ashra Kodesh and the Kiddush Arim. In it, what's Besocham? Because the Rabbanu Shem dwells within every single Jew. The Rabbanu Shem wants to live in every single Jew. The Rabbanu Shem wants to live, and that's the Kiddush Arim that Rabbi Goldberg and Rabbi Weinberg recorded over the past few days. When you let Adar into your life, not just when you enter into the month of Adar, but you let Adar Aleph Dar, the Rabbanu Shem who dwells into your life, then Marvin Mesimcha, then a Jew could live a spiritual, could live a joyous and a happy life. Beautiful idea from the Ashach and the Chiddush Arim. The third day we said from the Noam HaMelech and the Ben Yishchai. Rabbi Melech says, Mibaisim HaBechutz, that the Aron had to be plated on the inside and the outside had to be beautiful with gold. And says the Rabbi Melech that our Pneumius has to be like the outside. Just like our outside is beautiful and real, our inside also has to be real and genuine and sincere with gold and pure and to be on fire. And that's what the Ben Yishchai says, Tocho Kiboro. Tocho, the middle two letters is Tocho, is Chav Vav. Kiboro on the outside is Chav Vav on the outside. Inside on the Chav Vav on the inside, Kiboro Chav Vav on the outside. To be L'shem Mind anything and everything that we do. Super important to be a fire for the Rabbanu Shem. The Sfas Emes says, take Esha out of Yisrael, take the fire out of a Yid, take Yisrael 541, take the 301 out of it. You got left with the Malk 240, because the Malk wants to colden us. Beautiful idea for the Noam Melech, Ben Yishchai, Sfas Emes. The fourth idea of the Divrei Yisrael, Shere Pinchas, Divrei Yisrael says, Es Ha'edos Asher Eten Elecha, the Torah is made on herself. You have all the brachas in the entire world. It says the Divrei Yisrael, it's exactly what it is. Es Ha'edos Asher Eten Elecha, the Torah is made on herself. Asher Eten Elecha, there's no limitations. Asher Eten Elecha, the Rabbanu Shem gives us all the greatness in the world when we live a spiritual Torah life. Matzah the Shere Pinchas says from Sfas Emes, Chasam Sofer, and the Yastash, and other Tzadikim, the Gemara and Shabbos, Peiches, tells us, we accepted the Torah. When you accepted the Torah on Purim, and that was the Kabbalah Torah of Torah Shabbat Peh, of buying in fully with Ahava, with love, to Rabbanu Shem, not just for Torah Shabbat, but Torah Shabbat Peh, with Daf Yomi and Mishnayos, and our Gemara and Halacha, beautiful idea from the Devi Yisrael, and Shvili Pinchas, and finally, the final idea of the Ber Moshe and Sfas Emes, the V'dibarti Yitcha, Mibain Shnei Keruvim, the Rabbanu Shem speaks to the Shechina speaks to Klai Yisrael, Mibain Shnei Keruvim, and the Shnei Keruvim are Ba'achdus, when the Ish Al-Achiv, when they're facing each other. Then that's the Rebosh, the Rebosh says, here's a place where I want to speak. Here's a place when there's Achdus, that's when my father wants to come speak to Klai Yisrael. That's the idea from the Sfas Emes, Mefuzer, Mefur, Haman says, Achshresh. They're scattered. You can't touch, we could touch them now because the Rebosh, his number one hatred, when they don't get along, So now we could get them. And this is what Esther tells Mordechai, go gather Jews together, not just physically, but spiritually. And when we're not, Chas Shom Shalom Echad, then someone says, Omar Alinu Chas Sinu. Chas Shom, that's when our enemies can't touch us. So the whole idea, the Mer Moshe and these Fasemeses tell us the greatness and the importance of Achdus, which is the whole theme of Purim, Rav Yerucham Oshem was telling us in the Sefer. The whole essence of Purim is to come together, Be'achdus, in unity. Shizoch Be'ez Hashem, to be an Ish, to be a Jew, to be fully with Lev in Shem Yesh, to know the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Shekhinah wants to live inside of us, to know at the end of the day, to know to always to be on the outside, to be on the inside, to be on fire for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that to understand that to living a life of Torah is not just a living life of limits, Chas Shalom, to living a life of purpose, to living a life filled with the greatest lottery in the entire world, and Be'ez Hashem, to take upon ourselves, to believe with love, with Achdus, with care, and with concern for others, Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyach, wishing everyone good Shabbos, good and Zachar, good and other, Felech and other, Shkoyach.